Growing up, I loved playing computer games, but I have not found something in adulthood that scratches that same itch. Video games don't do it. I can't use that controller. It's just not it for me. But oh my goodness, I am so glad I recently started playing June's Journey. Okay, June's Journey is like I Spy meets Carmen Sandiego, meets The Sims, meets horror movies. It's so wild and it's so, so fun to play. June's Journey is a hidden object mystery game with a captivating detective story taking you back to the glamour of the 1920s with a diverse cast of characters. Each new scene takes you further through a thrilling murder mystery story that sets the main protagonist, June Parker, on a quest to solve the murder of her sister and uncover her family's many secrets. June is fabulous. She has a fabulous little hat and feather in her cap. She's at this family estate on this gorgeous island that you can decorate, which you know that I love to do. And then as you're going, you go into different rooms of the house. You find clues that are going to lead to the suspicious murder of June's sister and brother-in-law. It's so dark. Like, you're looking for clues inside of a murder scene photo. But also, all I want to do is find the trophy and the riding crop and the muddy footprint that might be a clue about, wait, was there another person there? It's so intriguing. It's so fun. I love playing it. At the end of the day, just sitting on the couch, you know, that state of mind where you're not ready to go to bed yet. You don't want to be watching TV anymore. It's sort of just background noise. I want to be looking around my little island for clues. And that's why I love having June's Journey. Right now, I'm in the chapter where we are really uncovering some salacious information. There seems to have been a third person there the night of the murder. And that is not what we believed at the beginning. So, you know, I'm ready to figure out more about this mystery third person because I think it might be the key to everything. And so you better believe I'm about to dive back in, and you can do just the same. Escape reality and immerse yourself in the world of June Parker. Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
This is Emily,
Henley,
and Sammy,
and you're listening to Too Scary, Didn't Watch.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Too Scary, Didn't Watch, bonus episode number two.
Woo!
Wowee.
Woo!
Pretty cool. I'm Emily. My God, if you're in the Toni fucking Collette's inner circle and you don't know who the hosts of this podcast are, how'd you get here? How did you get here?
Anyway, We'll still have you.
We love that you're here. Anyway, I'm Emily.
I'm Henley. Hello.
I'm Sammy. Hello.
Hello.
I'm so excited for today's episode, you guys. We're doing
I'm so excited.
We're really going to get into it.
A Q&A. You guys sent in questions. Really good questions. I'm very excited to answer. I'm excited to hear your answers, Sammy and Henley. What an absolute treat. Who wants to hear me answer questions? Like, what? That's so nice. how cool.
I know. I feel very special that I get to answer these questions. It's very exciting.
I'm very excited.
Should we just dive in?
Can't wait. I think we should.
I think we should dive right in. Which character, hero, or villain do you relate to the most? And I'm assuming from the movies that we've done is how I interpreted that question.
I wrote down the daughter from Poltergeist that runs in screaming, "What's happening?"
Yes, good answer, Sammy. That's really good.
Being like tangentially kind of semi-involved and a little unaware
and overwhelmed,
kind of doing my own thing.
That's really good. I put, and don't, listeners, don't take this the wrong way. Just in one aspect, I put Michael Myers.
Oh my God.
Because of how little chill he has. Because he's like,
when he wants something, he's just like, I'm here. I'm here. I'm still here. I'm still here. He like doesn't know how to hide his intentions. And I relate to that. I relate to that.
I love that.
I don't. My thing isn't murdering people. Sure. But I can relate to being so excited about doing the thing you want to do that you just like can't. You just can't wait
till nighttime to do it. You got to do it in the middle of the day.
You can't wait
all day, like, every day.
Oh my god! I just like, if I want to do something, I'm like so excited to do it. So that's what I picked.
Well, that's a great answer.
I don't have a good one, you guys. I feel like, I guess my answer is, like, I guess right now, probably Jack Nicholson from The Shining.
Just, like, slowly losing your mind.
Yeah, trapped.
Because I have real cabin fever already. Yep. It's only November 20th. We're just entering into winter, and there's nowhere to go. So yeah, I'm going slowly insane. You guys are gonna have to just keep on checking in on me. Mainly checking on Tim probably would be the smart choice.
All right, yeah, we'll check in on Tim. And then of all the villains so far, who do you think you could take in a fight? I give same answer, Michael Myers. Same reason.
He's still moving.
He's just right there.
Yes.
It's like if the first time she saw him, she was just like, I'm gonna take that guy out. Done. Done. You know where he is, you know when.
Oh, but Emily, he loves his knife. Mm-hmm. He loves his knife.
He loves his knife. But here's the thing. If I had a gun, I don't like guns, but like, you know, he's sitting in the car outside of your house. Just shoot him. Mm-hmm. I could take it.
My answer's kind of fucked up. I said,
great.
I said Jigsaw because he's a dying old man.
So you're talking like fist fight. I could take him. Yeah, you could probably beat him in a fist mm-hmm. fight.
But is that, are those the conditions?
No conditions were given.
I am imagining
it as you're just plopped into a room. One of you's leaving, one of you's not. I don't.
Okay.
Okay. It's not like that changes things maybe for me, but I'm gonna keep my same answer.
I guess then I also second that, Jigsaw, because I mean, who else would I be able to take? No one.
I really went through all of our episodes and thought about it. Like, man, I don't want to fight any of these villains.
I don't want to fight any of them. And a lot of them, it's like you couldn't, right? Like, how do you fight a demon?
Demon would
fight
be so bad. Alien, bad.
An alien. Like,
it follows.
Oh my god,
right,
no.
You can't fight. You
creepy
can't
thing.
Fight
that's you'd lose.
No.
You'd lose.
You've got to pick a human enemy for sure. To even stand
part
a
of me wanted to say part of me wanted to say the Invisible Man, because you were so like derisive of him, Emily, because he's so dorky.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
I he was on my maybe list.
Yeah, I considered him the invisibility
but
thing, though.
Fighting an Invisible Man would be hard, though.
It would be tough.
Yeah,
it'd be really
he's
hard.
The opposite of Michael Myers. Where is he?
I can't find him. Okay, which episode is your favorite?
This was, I think, the toughest question for me.
It might mm-hmm. be the hardest question.
I have so many favorites.
I do, too.
And I feel like the ones that I wrote down are so random. They're not what I would have thought that I would have picked.
What do you think, Sammy?
To hear the rest of this episode, you'll have to join us in Toni fucking Collette's inner circle by heading over to patreon.com/TSDWpodcast. If you don't want to join our Patreon, that's okay too. We will be back next week with a regular episode. We are going to recap Possessor, which is available on demand. Until then, have a great week, happy Thanksgiving, stay safe, and we love you.